You look well. Are you comfortable? Can I get you anything? Water, food? I see they took off your restraints like I asked, but I want this to be a safe, healthy space for you. So if you start feeling, I'm rambling. Sorry, it's just really nice to finally meet you. I've been waiting for this for a long, long time. What? I'm your new lawyer. I'm so terribly sorry to hear about your previous defender. Truly, she had quite a reputation around the firm, and well, I'm sure she'll be fine. They'll find her eventually. I've been praying for her. But she's not the only one whose reputation precedes her, I suppose. I've read your file a lot. I'm very, very familiar with your work, your crimes. I mean, I'm supposed to call them your alleged crimes, but you confess to all of them, so I don't think it really matters. Oh God, I'm sorry. I'm not being very professional, am I? It's just, well, I guess I have my own confession to make. You're sort of my first client. My first real one, anyway. I've only been with the firm for a couple years, and up until now, I've mostly been doing legal aid type stuff. Filling out case reports, doing preliminary interviews, being a liaison with prosecutors, that kind of thing. I've never actually had a client all to myself before. But don't worry. I'm fully trained and qualified, and I'm definitely the right person for the job. You'll see. You know, your last lawyer, before she disappeared, I was her assistant on your case, and she personally recommended me to take over for her if she ever couldn't continue to represent you. And she can't represent you now that she's since she went missing. So here I am. Anyway, you won't be up for parole for, well, a very, very long time. So I'm afraid we don't have much to talk about, legally speaking. I came here today to introduce myself, and because I wanted to meet you face to face. Can I ask you some questions about what you did? You don't have to answer, of course, and like whatever you say is totally off the record, you know, because I'm not recording anything, and I made them turn the security cameras off, so you don't have to. Oh, it's okay. I can ask. I'm good. Okay, yeah. So, is it true? I mean, you already confessed and everything, but I think I want to hear you say it. Did you kill them? You did. You. Okay. Wow. Oh, that's pretty heavy. Oh my God. You shouldn't laugh at that. Yeah, really. That's awful. That's truly terrible. Those poor people. All 12 of them with their jobs and families and there are more. Lots more? Whoa! Wait, shit, no. No. That's bad. That's bad. I shouldn't. You. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm not sure what's happening. I'm to me right now. Wait. Are you serious? There are more. I mean, that's really important. Why'd you wait until now to confess? Why didn't you tell your last lawyer about them? Because you don't tell people who won't understand? Well, I mean, yeah, obviously she wouldn't understand. She. Oh, wait! What do you mean by that? No, wait, shit. Don't answer that. I should leave. Yeah, I should. I really have to go before I Thank you so much for seeing me. It was so great to meet you, and I'll come back later to talk about parole. But I think it's best for both of us if I leave now. I'll be in touch. Good. Goodbye. But before I go, I have one more question. When you did it, when you killed them, what was it like? What did it feel like? What do I think it felt like? I think it felt clean, like everything in the universe was being put in its proper place, like the first flowers of spring were finally opening up, and it was all thanks to you. I think it felt like falling in love. No, stop, stop, stop. Oh my God. Oh my God, what is happening to me? Oh, this isn't you. This isn't you. Stop this. Stop this right now. Just walk out the door. Just leave him. Walk out the door. This isn't good. You can't. Oh, I can't. I can't do this. I don't know if I just. Why is this happening to me? Why can't I leave? Ugh. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I just there's something wrong with me. Something very, very wrong. I've known it for a long time, and I thought I could hold it back or keep it under control. Or I don't know. I'm not normal. My brain's just it's just so fucked up. And I'm talking to you, I feel like you're the only one who will understand. It's just, ever since I was little, I knew I was bad. I didn't know why I was bad, but I just was. My dad died, and my mom, she didn't like me. She was afraid of me, I think. I liked to hurt things. I would hurt things, and I would cry because I knew it was bad to hurt things, but I couldn't stop. I couldn't. It was the only thing that, I don't know, that made me feel like I was in control. And eventually, I got better at control. I stopped hurting things and I learned to smile. I made some friends. I went to law school. And for a long time, I thought I could leave that dark little girl behind. I thought I could be, I don't know, human. But then I saw you on the news. I heard about what you had done, and I saw your mugshot, and I don't know. It was like being hit by lightning. I got goosebumps, and I felt that same feeling from when I was little. I felt powerful, in control. So I applied for a job at your old lawyer's firm. I wasn't qualified, strictly speaking, but I lied on my resume a bit, made up a few references, and they bought it all so easily. They let me right in. It seemed like fate. I started reaching out to your old lawyer, just little things, a compliment on a well-written brief, a lie about how I studied her cases in school, a free lunch here and there, and eventually she took me on as an aide. Looking back, I think she liked me. I mean, liked me. She was always staring at me, complimenting my outfits, inviting me to stay after hours, that sort of thing. I don't like girls, but I played along. I wore short skirts and low-cut tops and bounced around and smiled, blah, blah, blah. And eventually, she showed me your file. She showed me the photos. Oh, God, those photos. I think I scared her a little bit, how I looked and how I stared at them, but I didn't care. I looked and I memorized every inch of them, every splatter, every stiff limb. And as I looked, this funny feeling came over me, you know? It was like when I saw the Van Gogh exhibit at the art museum. You can get up close to the canvas, so close that you can see each individual brushstroke, and it's like you can see him standing there, holding the brush, making art. I saw you in the pictures. I saw your art, and I think I fell in love. So that's when I wrote you the first letter. Yeah, that was me. All of them. Sincerely, your biggest fan. It seemed like a joke at first, you know? Like I would write to you, and I would get it out of my system, and that would be that. But then you wrote back, and your words were so gentle, so kind. You told me about books you like, hobbies you used to have. You opened up to me about those terrible things your mother did to you, and I just understood you implicitly, naturally. I was spellbound. Your delicate handwriting, the poetry of it all, it brought tears to my eyes. I'd never felt anything like it before. So when your lawyer disappeared, I could have said no, you know. I could have passed your case on to another partner. Nobody would have batted an eye. But I just couldn't. I couldn't turn it down. I had to come here. I had to meet you. I had to. And now that I'm here, I don't know. I'm so confused. I don't understand what's happening to me. My heart is beating out of my chest and my mouth is dry and my hands are sweating and I can't look away. I can't look away from you. And it's like staring into the sun, but I can't stop. You're just so brilliant. Can I touch you? I just need to touch you, please. Please, I can't control myself. Just please let me touch your face. Just once. Let me feel you. Please. Push your chair back. Pull down your jumpsuit. I have to taste you. God, just do it. Hurry, we don't have much time. Just hurry, please. Hurry, I need. Oh my God, you're so, oh yes, just shh. You're perfect. You taste, oh God. You taste like an animal. You taste like... you... music. You taste like music. You taste like the fucking sun. I don't know what I'm saying. You're doing something to me. But you understand, don't you? You understand. Oh God, you understand me. I love you. I don't know why. I don't understand myself, but I understand you somehow. I understand. And you understand me. You're the only one. You do. Oh, fuck. We understand. Nobody else does. Nobody else has to. They don't matter. None of them. They don't even exist. They're just, there's just you and me. You and me. I need you. I need you to, here, just put your hand down there. Yeah. Feel me. Just feel how fucking wet I am for you. Feel how you, how you made me ruin my panties. Feel how, God, you're inside my head. You're inside me. You're fucking inside me. Oh, you monster. I need you inside me for real. I need, grab my pussy. Grab it. Fucking squeeze it. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Tear them off. Take my panties off and tear. Oh my fucking God, yes. Fuck. Kiss me. Come on. Over here. On the table. Bend me over and fuck me. Hurry. I need you to fuck me right fucking now. No. Not my pussy. I need it in my ass. I don't know why. I've never given anyone my ass before. But I need you in my ass. I need it dirty. I need it to hurt. Let me get it ready. Let me rub it. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm ready. Just do it. Fuck me. Oh, fuck. Fucking shit. God, no, don't stop. Keep going. Push it. Fuck. Oh my God. You're so fucking deep. You're so, oh my God. That's good. That's so, fuck. Yeah. You know what they called you on TV? They called you an animal, baby. They called you a beast. And they're right. You are a beast. Now fuck me like a beast. Pin me against the table and tear me apart like a fucking animal. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck me.
like a monster. Be a fucking monster. Be a fuck. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Ow. Oh. Ow. I need to tell you something. I need to confess. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I lied. Baby, I lied to you. Fuck. God. Your old lawyer, when she came to me, fuck. Oh. I didn't turn her down. I didn't. Fuck. I led her on. I dressed like a whore for her. I don't know why. I liked it. I fucking liked it when she looked at me. I wanted her to look. Fuck. Oh, fuck me. And she asked me out. She took me. Fuck. She took me to dinner, and I drove her. And I drove. Jesus Christ. Oh, I drove her out to the woods. I drove her out to a secret spot. It's my secret spot. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. I drove her out there and she touched me. She kissed me. She wanted to fuck me. She wanted. Oh, fuck. She. Fuck. And I was so wet and I felt so alive and I wanted. I didn't want to fuck her. I wanted to, yes, fucking fuck my ass. Ow. Yeah. When she was kissing me, she kissed me and I saw you. I saw you. I saw the pictures. I saw your work. I saw everything and I felt you. I felt you inside me. I felt your mind and fuck me. And I kissed her and there was a hammer in my back seat and I kissed her and I reached into the back seat and I kissed her so hard and I stuck my tongue down her fucking throat and I bit her lip and I took the hammer and I lifted it above my head and I stopped kissing her and I did it. I did it. I did it. I was like you. Oh, I'm just like you. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Make me come. Fuck me and make me come. Come with me. Come in my ass. Come in me. Come in me. Fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming. Fuck. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Shit. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, God, your cock is. Fuck. Yes. Pump it into my ass. Keep coming. Keep coming. Give it to me. Yeah. Give me more. Give me all of it. Give me all of you. Oh my, holy shit, holy fuck, I needed that so bad. That was so good, baby. You are so good. You're so perfect. You're, oh my God. I love you. I love you and I can't think about it. You feel right. You're the only person there is. You're the sun, you're the moon. You're everything. No, just leave it in. Leave it in my ass. Just lean over and hold me. Just squeeze me. Hold me tight. I know you won't hurt me. You can't hurt me. We're the same. We're the same. We're monsters. We are fucking monsters, baby. I'm gonna get you out of here, baby. I'm gonna set you free.
I know what you did. I think I love what you did. I think, oh God, my phone, I'm so sorry. Let me turn that off. I think I want you to do it again. I want you to do it forever. I'll make a plan. I'll make a plan and I'll get you out. They'll try to stop us, but we won't let them stop us. They don't matter. They're not even real. If they get in our way, if they try to stop us, we'll kill them. We'll kill every fucking one of them. And once you're free, we'll still kill them. We'll kill everybody, baby. Anyone we want until we can't anymore. We'll get married and bomb the church. We'll find a nice house, get rid of whoever lives there, and start our lives together. We'll make a trophy room in the basement. We'll have babies and teach them everything we know. Oh, it'll be perfect. Oh, we'll be the masters of life and death. Just thank you. Thank you, baby. I just went through my entire life without knowing who I was, without knowing what I was. But you showed me. You showed me what I am. And I love it. I love you. I love you so much. You're my monster. And now I'm your monster too. I have to go now, but I'll come back for you, baby. I'll come back and we'll show the whole fucking world what we are.